I saw wrens drilling there, practicing marching and giving commands. We also shared an air raid shelter with them. For the first part of the war. So I saw them in the middle of the night when everybody had to get up and go downstairs to the cellars and spend the night there. Because the painted hall itself had great big blackout curtains covering the windows. And some of the tennis courts were dug up and devoted to growing vegetables. There was one tennis court beside Queen Anne Building, and then the others were near the western entrance. During the war, we had a little air raid shelter of our own at the bottom of Queen Anne Building, and had to run down 63 steps to get there. And I remember a window crashing in behind me. The area around the college was badly affected. It was a miracle that the painted hall and the chapel survived. My father spent many nights up on the roof fire watching. Of course, they had stirrup pumps beside them ready to extinguish a fire if one occurred. In fact, it was amazing that so little damage did occur inside the college. I think it was only towards the end of the war that King Charles Building was hit. Fortunately, only one commander was killed in that attack. It was very lucky that there weren't more casualties.